It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
This podcast is a short reflection in preparation for Easter, the time we usually recall the arrest, abuse, crucifixion, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some years ago, I hefted a Roman nail, and feeling its hard roughness and sharpened point, I wondered, what stories could it tell? The nail was from Scotland, where a Roman fortress used to stand. The fortress, called Inchtutl, was constructed about 82 AD. It was dismantled 4 years later when the occupying force, the 20th Legion of the Roman Army, withdrew. In the 1950s, Sir Ian Richmond began excavating the site of the fortress. He discovered an elaborately concealed pit containing nails and other iron objects weighing about 10 metric tons. It is one of those nails that I held, a nail not unlike the nails used to crucify our Lord Jesus, pieces of iron shaped and used by an empire, in this case, the Empire of Rome. Who mined the ore? Who smelted the iron and made the nail? Whose hands held the nails driven through his unresisting flesh? And what happened to the nails after they were discarded? From this musing, I wrote a poem that begins with a follower of Jesus in despair and ends on a note of hope. Here's the poem. Here and now, beaten, bruised, broken, by force of empire, pierced through with pain of spirit, if not flesh. Exhausted, in darkness, the saint's head sinks low. There and then, a sweating slave within empire's dark cave rips ore from heart of heaven's earth. The mindless forge then forces flame to melt and draw the iron. Cold ingot, thrust unfeeling into heat, compelled to take its shape by cruel design. Cold again, a pointed spike, the empire's heartless tool awaits. Calloused hands and hearts grasp unresisting hand. The empire's point pierces through his willing flesh. Bruised and bleeding, in the darkness he dies. Empire's aspirations reach the threshold of eternity. Torn from his lifeless body, a senseless spike removed declares empire's release. Discarded, it drops to dirt unseen, its duty done. The King of Heaven then laid to rest a trophy in empire's dark cave. Remorseless to the end, it seals his sole escape. Then, against empire's plan and power, deep within that darkened cave, bursts forth a beam of light. From the silence of the tomb erupts a shout of victory. While there, ignored upon the ground, that spike, with shame, its bloody rust, creeps back into the earth. Here and now, something warm within the saint's darkness stirs, the glimmerings called hope. Expressing light upon his throne, my king invites me to reach out of pain, caress the print upon his palm, a sign of victory. Remember how he told you? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. He has risen.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at hopestreamradio.com.